yes, the voice of Audrey Shimkus here at Jazz 91 KCSM, recorded live at Cafe Divino in Sausalito. And this is from her brand new album, Live. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, whenever anybody does a live record, I really feel that it's something that's very honest. Because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, you put it all out there, you know, and say, hey, you know what? Here I am. Check it out. Did you feel that, you know, when you did this recording?
Well, I always love live recordings. I mean, I'd rather see a performer live than just buy the CD of the same music. But I must say that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And it does. That's what I discovered my first time around. I like the spontaneity. In fact, well, what gave me the idea is the live performances that I do. I always feel like there's a few songs that come out brilliant, and I wanted to somehow put that down. But, of course, that doesn't happen in real life. You end up with what you end up, and you move forward. It's a work in progress, really. Everything is. So.
Well, it's cool, though. I think that, you know, part of it, too, is that, you know, you've really got a lot of talent, you know, and it shows. And I think that part of what it is that, you know, there's great things that you're doing with particularly your voice that has to do with intonation. You know, you're very much in tune, which I really dig. And the thing is that you've got feeling, you've got soul. And I think that that's something that's very important. But are there influences for Audrey Shimkus? Are there perhaps, you know, singers that you listen to that you try to emulate or glean from?
Oh, absolutely. And they're living, too, the ones that I really, really love. I would say that Madeline Eastman was the first singer I just sort of like got hypnotized by. Her ballads were just, when she used to appear at the ramp, you know, every other Sunday, this was like a number of years ago, I used to go each and every time. And I studied with her. She did a workshop down at Stanford, and she did other workshops. And I just found her a good teacher and a magnificent performer. And also Mark Murphy. You know, he's another. I mean, those two singers are the kind of the style that I really enjoy. It's spontaneous. It's real, authentic. It's you don't expect it. Those notes, you know. So those are my main. And I think Diane Reeves is a wonderful singer. I've never met her, but I think some of her arrangements are very interesting.
Right.
Those are some of my favorites.
Yeah, but I think there's so much that, you know, that it's encapsulated in a vocalist. In particular, the ability to take a song, interpret it, and tell that story. You know, like even this song, Killing Me Softly, you know, that tells a story. Mm-hmm. And part of it is that, do you look for material that perhaps you can personalize, that maybe you've been through an experience like this, and you say, yeah, there's a song that reflects something that's inside of me.
You are a good interviewer, Choi. That is exactly how I choose songs. I'll hear a song and I'll hear myself doing it. If I hear myself doing it, there's the message in there, and that's my song. I can go to a gig and hear another singer do some wonderful songs and write all the names down, come home and look at the titles of those songs and think, you know, none of those songs are me. This is not my material. So very much either it's a song that I hear myself doing, or there's a song that I've always loved, and now's my chance to do it. You know, it's like, okay, I can drag this one out of the closet, and I can perform it. So melody has a lot to do with it for me. If I like a melody. So it's really the communication part of it, I think, that is number one for me.
But, you know, one thing about singers is that, you know, you're up front.
Yeah.
And one of the things, it's when you start, you know, performing, you know, there's a little bit of intimidation, no doubt, you know, stepping up to that stage and just kind of bearing your soul for people. And that confidence, you know, that confidence really is something that sometimes takes a long time, you know, to be able to build up to. How's it been for you?
Right. Well, before I went professional, there was this little amateur theater up in San Rafael called the Belrose Theater, where anybody can go and get up there and perform. So I went for 6 months and sat in the back and didn't utter a word. And then finally I got up on stage and started singing, and I went there week after week and all of a sudden I could tell when the audience stopped talking and started listening. And all of a sudden I felt like that was me coming out. So it built my confidence over, I think I was there like at least a year coming regularly, and I could tell that there was something going on, and that gave me the confidence. And now, you know, when they would grow still, I would say, wow, you know, I'm where I'm supposed to be. It's not like this. It's beautiful.
That is cool. We're going to listen to a rendering here of a beautiful tune by Antonio Carlos Jobim, Corcovado. Oh, yeah, wow, Quiet yeah. Nights of Quiet Stars. And do you want to set this one up, perhaps why you chose it and, you know, why you like to sing it?
Oh, I do love bossa. It just comes from the heart. And some of those Brazilian songwriters, those middle-aged white men from Brazil, you know, whatever, from Brazil, I mean, they are so sexy and sophisticated. Their lyrics, their melodies. I have quite a few bossa songs in my repertoire, so this is just one of them.
Well, let's check it out. Audrey Shimkus, our guest this afternoon, and she will be performing this Thursday, October 21st, over at Shanghai 1930. 8 o'clock is the hit date, and so the hit time, rather. And so with that, here is Audrey with Corcovado.